This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
In our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Got any retirement-related questions for our advisors from Klaus Financial? They would love to answer them for you. Again, the numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for the Klaus Financial office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, you're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a prize to my son's favorite restaurant, and this is not a joke, $25 gift card for Red Robin. He absolutely loves their onion rings, which is kind of strange for a three-year-old.
He calls in, Sean.
He may very well. He does know how to use the phone, which can get scary at times. So, as always, pay particularly close attention to the program. There may be a clue, if not the outright answer, to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up in today's program. Joining us, Malia Cuevas. Good morning, Malia.
Good morning.
And CJ Klaus, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. And a lot of people, when it comes to the markets right now, there's questions. Is when things are flying like a rocket, and people just kind of go nothing. Suddenly things just kind of go a little down, a little up, a little down. All of a sudden you'd think everything was falling apart, and they're going, "What's going on? What's going on?" There's a lot of questions right now, and I guess what are currently, when we look at those markets, what are you guys seeing?
So to remind people, you know, our niche is retirement planning, and so we help people plan and invest for retirement. So certainly a component of what we do is dealing with the overall stock market as a whole and the bond market and everything in between. But so I don't want to go too far off on a tangent on this, because you can listen to just about any news station and hear somebody's opinion about the stock market, right? Our opinion is that welcome to investing. Basically, every 3.5 years, the stock market as a whole corrects 20% or more. So actually, to be very statistically accurate, our attorneys would like me to say this, for the last 110 years, the stock market has lost more than 20% on average every 3.5 years. So this is extremely normal. And not only is it normal, but we would say this is not that big of a correction. Markets from peak to trough only lost about, I think it was 17-18%. So it didn't even get over 20%. And furthermore, this is an energy-driven sell-off. So we do not think this will continue. As a matter of fact, just in the last week and a half, the markets have come back 5 or 6%. So we don't see this being a long, protracted correction. But I don't have a crystal ball, and I could be wrong on that. So diversification is key.
And that is very important, that D word, diversification. It's very, very important. And again, when you're working with a professional, you got a plan in place. This, you know, these type of things are part of the plan. They happen. It's what goes on with the markets, and it is something that is planned and part of the planning that goes into your retirement.
Well, let me just say one other quick thing. For those out there who are getting really kind of freaked out and considering selling out of all their securities, think of it this way. If in 2009, after the real estate market had collapsed, if somebody came up to your house and said, knocked on the door and said, "Are you aware that your home has lost 30% of its value?" Because by the way, it did. For those who don't know, in 2008, 2009, your home got trounced in value. So if somebody walked up to you and said that to you, your answer would probably be, "No, I didn't realize that because I'm not looking to sell."
Yeah.
But what if that person then turned around and said, "Oh, and by the way, therefore, I want to buy your home immediately right now." You would laugh them off your front porch. You might even bring out your shotgun and tell them to get off your front porch, right? That's crazy. Who would, you know, somebody who doesn't need the money from their home, who would sell it after it lost 30% of its value? And yet, here's the crazy anomaly. We do this with securities all the time. Right? We sell them after they have lost, even though we don't need the money at that time. So, again, don't be that person.
Let's talk a little bit. We'll do a little bit on some of the alphabet soup of IRAs. And there's different ones. And I think sometimes there's some confusion. Don't forget also, by the way, if you have questions, CJ and Malia are a great resource. If you've got something that's been on your mind about retirement, you're probably not alone. Give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Of course, the telephone numbers for Klaus Financial, their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 7. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Coming up next, we are going to take your calls. We will also talk a little bit about IRAs. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk a lot of bit about IRAs, some of the different corporate plans out there. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the number 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. One more time, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget also the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. 608-442-5637. It's 442-5637. And the website, KlaasFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. By the way, just a real quick mention about the website. When you get to KlaasFinancial.com, if you go down to the bottom, you can stay connected. You can subscribe to their weekly Market Pulse. Real easy to do. I did it. You should do it too. Gives you, as we talked a little bit earlier about what's been going on in the markets. It's a great, great resource, great piece of information you get each and every week delivered to you in your email box. And tell you a little bit about what's been going on and kind of gives you some perspective into what's been going on in the market. So we left off just bringing up for IRAs and some of the plans that employers offer to people. And there are different plans out there. Most of us, of course, are familiar with 401ks. There's some other options there as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of those other options.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for bringing that up. And also with regards to our Market Pulse, as CJ will attest, we actually don't mind watching the volatility in the markets because, to be honest, people are getting excited about the markets. They're actually paying attention to their portfolios. And we believe people being interested in their own financial futures is actually really important. So we try to educate our listeners every week, hopefully to be able to handle these volatile times, but again, to be engaged, and that's really important. That goes with your retirement plan at work as well. A lot of people perhaps are familiar with IRAs. That's what when you have a individual retirement account, you might have that with an investment advisor or on your own or at a local bank. But most people put the majority of their retirement savings in one of their corporate plans at work, and that could be anything from a 401k, a 403b, a 457, or a TSA plan or something similar. The idea with all of these plans is that you're putting the money away pre-tax, so you're getting the tax benefit today. It's coming off your top line, so you're not paying taxes on that. And however, we'd like to remind everyone that obviously someday in the far future when you go to take it out, guess what? The government needs your money. They need the tax money, so you will be paying taxes on that eventually. But it is definitely the best vehicle for people to be putting money away. We like to remind everyone that if you're under 50, you can be putting away as much as $18,000 a year in most of those corporate plans. And if you're over 50, you can add an extra catch-up provision of another $6,000. Of all these plans, though, the 401k, 403b, we see that more with the hospitals and churches and so forth. The 457 is actually one of the more exciting ones. If that is actually offered to you, we definitely would suggest you take advantage of that. What's unique about a 457 plan is often you'll see it in combination with the 401k or 403b, and if it is, you can actually take advantage of double the savings, which is very exciting. No longer can you just put a total combined amount of $18,000. You actually could have $18,000 as well in the 457. So our objective for everyone is to be putting away as much as possible for as long as possible. And if you're allowed those provisions in a retirement plan at work, we really like people to be doing that. And every plan has some options within it. And again, you'll normally see in those maybe anywhere from 7 to 12 different investment choices. Which one should you be in? You know, should you have some money in the fixed portion? Should you have some in bonds and some in cash? So bonds or into equities? And that's going to depend on your risk tolerance. And many of these corporate plans we see what we call target funds, lifestyle funds, And those are, people say, we'll see the target 2020, like that's when I'm going to retire. And it's an automatic balancing system. It's a mutual fund, basically, that does that for you. And there's some good things about those types of mutual funds, but we are kind of sensitive to those because, as many of us know, one size does not fit all. And they don't necessarily know your risk tolerance. Just because you're 25 years old doesn't mean you want to put everything on the line. And just because you're 60 doesn't mean you don't want any risk at all. So we try to be a little bit careful with that when we're looking at those for our clients, but definitely some nice choices that we can usually find.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial, of course, every Thursday, Money in Motion, right here on 1310 WIBA. Great opportunity if you have some retirement questions. These are the professionals. They will answer your question. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Before we move on to the next thing about employer matching, let's talk really quickly about some of these Roth options out there.
Yeah, so I guess there's this myth out there, and occasionally, I think I've mentioned this on the radio before, but occasionally people will come in kind of with their chest puffed out, and they'll say, yeah, I don't qualify for Roth contributions. And I always chuckle at that because there's this myth. And the myth is there is a difference between contributions to a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA versus contributions to a Roth 401k and or a traditional 401k. And the difference is that there are income restrictions as it pertains to IRA contributions, but there are not income restrictions as it pertains to